Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Getting Skintimate with Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren, and today we're doing another Q&A with the Hubs.
The Hubs. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, what is it, a week or two now, I said ask me and Curtis your questions, and I have them here. So, first and foremost, with the business growing, do you see yourself hiring another SD in the future? What's your answer for that?
We have me and Casey right now. Will we be hiring another SD?
Wait, yeah?
You asked that as like a trick question.
No, yes, we...
Well, yeah.
Yes, we will be hiring more SDs in the future. Yeah, we will. Next question. Simple routine for husband to get on. So a simple routine. What do you think is a simple routine, in your opinion, for a guy?
I mean, a cleanser, some moisturizer, and some sunscreen would probably be a good place to start.
Yeah, that's the basics. Cleanser, moisturizer,
serums,
sunscreen.
And other things would be kind of, I think, a little bit more complex. Just extra steps, but...
For a lot of guys. Yeah. At least starting out.
I don't know.
No, you're right. Yeah, start him on a good cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen. Cleansing gel from Skin Better is a great cleanser to use. I didn't hear what you said.
I said
M&M. Oh. And then a moisturizer would depend on his skin. A lot of guys tend to like more oil-controlling moisturizers, so Clear Derma from Face Reality is great. Sunscreen, you can't go wrong with the Sheer one from Skin Better or the Ultimate Protection from Face Reality.
Or the Tone Smart.
Or the Tone Smart, Curtis says. The Tone Smart's great. I think a lot of people think because it...
I like the Tone Smart.
You do. I think a lot of people think because it's the tone matching technology that it's tinted, and yes and no is the answer. It's not so much tinted to where it's... It has the coverage, kind of like Elastin would, or even Color Science would. It is, again, the Tone Smart technology to where it matches to your skin tone. So a little bit different. Curtis likes it, evidently.
Works great.
Works great. How would you suggest they get their husbands or their boyfriends, whatever, onto a routine, like convincing them? That's a question I get asked a lot. How did I convince you to do it, to get on a good routine?
I mean, I don't think there was really much convincing on my part. Like, I like to take care of myself. I don't know. Just, like, logically, skincare makes sense. If you don't want to look like trash in 50 years, like, take care of yourself now. It's a lot cheaper to prevent than it is to correct.
Amen.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a little different because I had really bad skin in high school, and that always impacted my confidence. So, like,
you know,
getting better skincare and improving your skin and, you know, fixing things have always bothered me. Like, I think that it's nice. And I don't know, maybe other guys out there don't care, or they just had good skin throughout, you know, their teenage years, adolescent years, whatever, and just never cared about it. So... I don't know. And then there's like the whole, I don't know, masculine side of it where it's maybe guys don't want to use lotion or other things. And it's like, I don't know. I just like taking care of myself.
Your skin is your largest organ. You should be taking care of it no matter who you are. But yeah, I think Curtis is a little different because he did have like skin concerns, whereas a lot of clients will tell me, oh, my husband has perfect skin, or oh, my boyfriend has perfect skin. Or I've even had clients tell me, oh, yeah, he has a bunch of acne, but he doesn't care that he has his acne. I think it's, you know, first of all, there has to be a desire for it. Like, you're not going to be able to convince somebody if they don't have a desire. And then in Curtis's case, he's a very like logical guy. If you just say, hey, this is what you need to do, and here's the information and education behind it, he's like, okay, makes sense, let's do it.
Yeah, like, I don't think there was much convincing really at all.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to convince some guys.
I had stuff for my dermatologist I was using when I met you. Like, I've just always
tried to take care of my skin. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like actually when we met, you had a better routine probably than I did.
My biggest thing was lack of sunscreen. Yeah. My whole childhood, I never, ever wore sunscreen.
I know you wear sunscreen.
I do, but yeah.
I never wore sunscreen either. I think we were raised in a generation. I was talking to a few clients about this.
Well, like, people would put on sunscreen. I remember being at friends' houses and, like, their mom's like, are you wearing sunscreen? And I'd be like, heck no.
My parents never, like, forced it. Like, we would go to the beach or whatever, and they would have it, but they would never, like, you have to put on your sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And you accumulate the majority of your sun damage that you see in, like, your later years of life within the first, like,
Lauren
10...
got me sick, by the way.
No, you got me sick. Within the first 10 to 12 years of your life. So it's very important as a kid that you're wearing sunscreen. So we're going to be instilling that with our kids. Yeah, both of us have been sick recently. I'm still kind of sick, which is why I sound congested. But it was definitely Curtis that got me sick. It definitely was. Somebody asked when to stop using a product if you feel very irritated. Well, that kind of answers the question in and of itself. If you feel irritated, stop using the product. As far as feeling irritation goes, is your skin feeling tight? Is your skin feeling itchy? Does it burn with a certain product? Does it just burn in general? So that's when you want to pull back away from all your actives, go back to just a good basic routine, cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen. Maybe you do want to keep in a hydrating serum just to repair it. Often when you're feeling irritated and whatnot, itchy, it's because you've compromised your skin from either the incorrect use or just overuse of actives in your routine. Favorite masks in the treatment room besides jelly. Hydrocol mask from Face Reality is really great. Love the hydrating enzyme mask from Glymed a lot. The deep pore mask from Glymed as well. I think those are my top three. We don't really do masks on you because we do hydrofacials and microneedling.
They just do whatever you tell me. I don't know.
When are you bringing on Bio Repeal? Well, by the time this episode's out, it'll already be announced.
Like 6 weeks ago.
I've been researching the Bio Repeal for a minute now. And then in Vegas, they had a promo. So I purchased the Vegas promo. And then we'll be officially announcing it, well, tomorrow on Instagram, but it'll already be up when you listen to this. But it's coming. What is your morning routine? This is at you, not me. What is Curtis's morning?
I'm gonna give you my morning routine. Yeah.
But Curtis's morning routine lately is go to bed at 4 a.m.
Okay, I've been sick.
Wake up at 1 p.m. because he's been sick, so he doesn't have much of a morning. No, your morning skincare routine.
So I start off with the cleanser. What?
That photo's of your nighttime one.
What photo?
The one that you were about to pull up. But you start off with a cleanser.
I start off with the cleanser. I use that Face Reality one. I don't even
know. Ultra Gentle Cleanser from Face Reality.
That's the one, yeah. And then I do that in the shower. After I've washed my hair and everything, it's the last thing I do. And I make sure the water's cold. I try to take cold showers. I haven't while being sick because, congestion and stuff. But normally I try to take cold showers. But yeah, after that, I'll get out, dry off. I don't dry my face with my towel because bacteria. And then I'll use the Hydrenity, whatever it's called, the mist.
The Hyacin mist.
Yeah, Hyacin, that one. And then I do the CBD mist from Glymed. And then I fan my face dry. I don't know. I don't like the, yeah. So then I'll use Interfuse, which is the
Interfuse lines. The Botox in a bottle.
One, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do Even Tone Correcting Serum.
You skipped a step. Alto.
Well, no, if I'm doing alpha. Oh, this is morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of evening. Yeah.
Alto
yeah.
In the morning. Alto Advanced.
Yeah, I've been doing that one.
And then Eventone.
And then Eventone. Then Maestro. And then Techno. And then Is Clinical. I use their reparative moisturizer, but that's getting low, so I'm going to need either a replacement or something else soon. Mm-hmm. And then I have been using the Hydrafacial Keravive treatment for my hair.
What about your sunscreen? Which sunscreen do you use?
Well, I've got both. So I usually just use the regular clear one, whatever it's called.
The sheer.
The sheer better. One, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wait, you, when you said both, did you mean Tone Smart and sheer?
Yeah, I have both of those in the drawer in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What's your nighttime skincare routine?
I also put on the, what that lip balm stuff is too, because it's been so freaking dry.
Glymed lip balm.
Yeah.
Okay, nighttime routine, go.
So nighttime, the only difference, I keep everything the same, except instead of using Alto Advanced, I go right into Even Tone Correcting. Then I use Maestro. And then I use the little IMAX
Alpharet. Mm-hmm.
Which is the retinoid or whatever.
Retinoid for the under eyes, yeah.
Yeah, and then I use Alpharet overnight on my face. And then the rest is all the same. Then I do Techno. And then the moisturizer and yeah
pretty solid routine.
Seems to work. Seems to get the job done.
Seems to work. What stroller did we choose?
I don't know, that's a you question.
We chose the Upa Baby Vista V2. Yeah,
I don't know, Jack.
I think it's that one. It's the Upa Baby one. That's the one we chose. How to not compare yourself to other Estes. I feel like I'm falling behind. What do you have to say on that? He's experienced. Here's the thing. You're going to have times where you're going to compare, unfortunately. It's not fun.
There's anything wrong
I've even done
comparison.
It.
Comparison.
Yeah.
You just got to recognize that everybody's at a different stage in their life. Because you're going to compare yourself. Like, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you're, like, you can recognize that people are different, you know, people have different situations. They come from different places. Like, some people come from money and can, you know, get the ball rolling on things a lot quicker. Some people don't. Like, everyone's at a different stage in their life, different season in their life. And
to other Estes.
I think it's, oh.
Is the question.
Oh, yes.
No, but you can keep going.
Oh, no,
give this great advice.
No, no, I'm just saying, like, comparison is... What's the little saying? Comparison's the thief of joy or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's true, but I think to take it a step further, like, comparison's the thief of joy if you let it, I guess, is the easiest way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's definitely people out there that have more than you, and there's definitely people out there that have less than you, and there's definitely people out there that are, you know, stronger, better looking, more money, whatever. Like, it's just everything. And that's, I don't think, does you any good to pretend those people don't exist, right? Like, those people are out there.
Yeah.
Let that motivate you, or, let, you know, like, proof of concept. It's encouraging. People can, you know, can do things, can be things, be the things you want, do the things you want, whatever. See it as motivation. I don't know. As an esthetician, though,
As an esthetician, so kind of piggybacking off what he said. First of all, if it gets to a point where it's really affecting your mental health, then yeah, I would suggest unfollowing them.
Boundaries are important.
Yeah, or muting their posts or something at least on Instagram. I don't find it insulting if somebody were to be like, "Hey, Lauren, I unfollowed you because I compare myself to you." Like, I'd rather you protect your mental health.
I'm unfollowing right now.
Shush. But as far as he was saying, as far as motivation goes, take it as that. You seeing other people succeeding, as long as it's not, again, negatively impacting your mental health, should be just proof that you can get to those possibilities with your own business. It's just you're not at that step yet. Remember, you can't compare chapter 10 to somebody else's chapter 100, or whatever the heck the saying is. So you're not falling behind necessarily. You're just where you're at with your business and as an esthetician, and there's nothing
some people are
wrong
at
with
third
that.
Base when you're just getting at to bat. Like, it's, you know, everyone's at different stages in life.
Yeah.
And I mean, everyone's different too. Like, I might not care seeing other successful people out there, and that might be detrimental to other people's mental health. I mean, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
I see it as motivation. Maybe it's better for other people to mute those people or unfollow those people. I don't know. Everyone's different.
And then
even further. Like, let's say you're comparing yourself to a lot of estheticians in your area. A common thing that I see on social media is, you know, a treatment might become very popular all of a sudden, and like all the estheticians in your area, it seems like, are offering this treatment. But if you were to look into it, you're like, wait, what the heck? This treatment's actually a bit of an investment, or this product line is a bit of an investment. How are all these other estheticians doing it? What the heck? I'm not keeping up with the trend, so I'm falling behind. No, that's not necessarily the case. I've had times talking to other estheticians where they're like, I felt pressured to because of it. And, you know, financially, it wasn't a good move and everything. So remember, you don't know the full story behind what other people are doing, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're falling behind. Plus, you can have like 10 estheticians in your area, or 10 med spas or whatever it is, offering the same exact treatment. As far as the product line or the treatment equipment goes, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your clients are going to experience the same experience as the other estheticians that do the same exact product lines and treatments. You're attracting the clientele that's meant for you, as they are for themselves as well. So I wouldn't stress too much. If you're focusing too much on somebody else's growth or somebody else's business, how are you going to be able to put the right focus into your own business? You're not. So just turn it to yourself.
Put your head down and work.
Yeah, put your head down and work. Where have we been buying baby clothes from? You have no idea, do you?
We haven't. No, I don't know.
Our kid is going to be naked forever.
We're no. Nudists now, everyone. This is
our announcement of nudity. No. A few places that I can think of, like that Lulu and Company for like the...
Gucci baby, Louis Vuitton baby.
Definitely not.
No, just the basic places.
Like the Lulu and Company for like swaddles and like the nighty things. Oat Children is a really cute one. Amazon even. I don't know, a few places. What are new things coming to FPE? What are some new things that are coming to FPE? You know, but you're probably
long term,
like,
or short term, or I don't know. You answer that one. I don't say anything.
Curtis is always afraid that he's gonna say something, and I'm gonna like tell him to zip it as far as it comes. But honestly, those on the podcast tend to get to know things first, especially because Instagram is a larger following, so you guys on the podcast get exclusives. But BioRepeal, which again has already been announced by the time you're listening to this, I'm currently almost...
Lauren's been grinding. She's been working overtime on her overtime.
I'm almost done with an integrative health practitioner certification. And hopefully by October, November, December sometime, just all depends on timing with coming back from maternity leave and then getting the equipment and trained, we'll be doing epigenetic hair analysis at Faceplant Aesthetics. So it's really great. We really like to focus on holistic wellness, holistic skincare. So we'll actually be qualified and able to help you entirely inside it out with addressing, you know, your skin issues. And even if you don't necessarily have skin issues, if you're wanting to come get a hair analysis and figure out more of what's going on with your bodies, I can soon help you with that. Which is really cool. Ta-da! So that's another thing. As far as more long-term, we're looking for a storefront, which as far as storefronts go, it's hard to say timeline-wise, just because you have to find the place, you most likely have to do a build-out, then how long does a build-out take, then all that jazz. So it's probably months away, definitely months away. I'm about to have a baby. But
probably quarter four, like end of the year is probably when we'll be wrapped.
Yeah.
Started on it even, yeah.
Yeah, probably towards the end of the year is when we'll hopefully at least have it locked down on the location and be able to start on a build out.
Or be ready to lock one down.
Exactly.
Also depends on taxes.
And then, and taxes.
If it's beneficial to lock one down this year, next year.
that's what we have a CPA for. And then as far as like other equipment goes, I would like to have another hydrofacial machine. We recently actually paid off our hydrofacial machine. Yay. which was a big investment, our first one. I'd like to have a second one.
Let's get some more debt.
I'd like to have a second one at our storefront location. So at least we have two, because that would be nice with having more estheticians. And then with having a storefront, I'm able to use more complex equipment that we kind of have been trying to get for a minute, communicating with those that involve
stuff.
But lasers, specifically Aerolase and the Vizia cam, which is really great for skin analysis and consultations. The thing is, we just need the right space in order to have those machines.
My whole childhood of Sunday.
Yep, you will. We just need the right space, just because of how big the machines are, what they require as far as space and whatnot goes.
Regulations
and whatnot. We need the actual storefront, but we've been, or I at least have, not so much you, but in communication with the reps to bring those on as soon as we have our storefront. So yeah, IHP, hair analysis, Vizia, laser. There's some other things I want to do at FPE with our storefront location as far as overall wellness go, but I don't have 100% idea yet as well. But I also would like to keep, keep a little bit of something, a surprise.
You gotta keep people coming back, Lauren. Don't divulge everything.
But yeah, as far as the IHP goes, I've been working on.
What about your other thing you've been doing?
I've been wanting the nutrition course. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, I'm also, I'm taking the exam next week, as long as I don't have this baby.
Yeah.
But basically, since starting the business 2 years ago, I have been wanting to be able to get to a point of offering total wellness and, you know, again, the hair analysis and everything, knowing that there's a lot of certification in order to be legally, you know, qualified to suggest certain foods or supplements or whatever and be able to do the hair analysis and everything. It took me a year into the business, so last year, that I finally invested in a nutrition course, because things cost money, you know? And then with being pregnant, I did, for months, pretty much not touch that course. But in my end of second trimester, early third trimester, I kind of was grinding more, and I tried taking the exam, and then it logged me out, and then I have to do it again, basically. But nutrition coach certified, which is going hand in hand with the integrative health practitioner thing, certification, which I started.
So you're a certified nutritionist?
Certified nutrition coach.
Coach. Oh, okay.
Integrative health practitioner, doing the hair analysis. But I'll be officially a certified nutrition coach and integrative health practitioner by mid-August. I've got lots of time on my hands being at home. So
if you guys, you know, not only like Lauren controlling all of your skincare, she can also she can also control your diet and all these other things too.
I'm not gonna control it. I know you're teasing. But I think, and it's been hard practicing what I preach with being pregnant, honestly. If you've ever been pregnant, you know. But with having health issues, autoimmune issues in the past, things come up even in my pregnancy, like gestational diabetes, and having all these frustrations with my health and realizing how much of it all comes down to, you know, your nutrition, your gut health with your skin, things like that. I've really tried taking a deep dive into getting all this done. So that way, once I come back from maternity leave, we can really be able to, again, help clients entirely, wholly, holistically, you know. So it's been 2 years that I've had this goal, 1 year that I've been actively working on it, and we're just about there.
It's all coming to a head.
It's
like a nice juicy pimple.
Lovely. Lovely, babe. Okay. Will you ever be doing lasers? Yeah. I think the last one just answered that question. Aerolase is the laser I'd like. We talked with the rep Nicole at IECSC in Vegas. Talked to my friend Savannah a little bit about it beforehand there as well. And I've just been looking into it. Curtis and I have been talking about, you know, bringing on a laser eventually for a minute. And yeah, so yes, we will. We just need the right space so that legally and regulation wise we're able to.
Then it can zap everything.
Yeah, it has 36 indications it can treat. 36 FDA cleared, sorry, indications it can treat. What payroll system do you use? QuickBooks and Square for payroll. How to manage business finances.
Get a good accountant.
Get a good accountant.
Keep track of everything.
Keep track of everything.
Receipts, you know, spreadsheets. And then QuickBooks and Square do a really good job of keeping.
Yeah, so we have an accountant. I have QuickBooks. That's also, again, how I run my payroll. I have Square, which is our POS system, but also Square runs reports. And then daily / weekly / monthly, Curtis a while ago created like a spreadsheet for me to keep track of.
Various like, things.
Very meticulously too, all the finances with the business. And that's just kind of what we find works best for us.
Spreadsheets are great.
Spreadsheets are great, but they've confused me so bad. Favorite product for after a sunburn?
I like the CBD mist.
Say that again.
The CBD mist?
Yeah, Curtis likes like CBDs. Do you remember when you, Abby, and Thomas got the sunburns?
That popped in my head, wouldn't you?
Yeah, when I asked the question. Yeah. So what was it? Last year?
We were surfing and we were out all day and just got... I mean, he didn't reapply. So yeah, I just got fried.
Yeah. So if you didn't hear that, a year ago, Curtis, my little sister and her almost husband, because they're about to be married in a couple weeks, we went to the beach and they did not reapply their sunscreen. They got burnt because they didn't listen to me. And I doused them in my CBD mist.
And the next day, it was like, you didn't even get sunburned.
Yeah, and the next day, it was just way improved. So CBD mist is great. Hydrocom mask from Face Reality is really great to heal sunburns. Those are probably the top two that I would use. And the Hydrocom mask is somewhat affordable. Comfort cream is a great moisturizer to use.
I really like a good combination of St. Ives.
Oh, stop
and it. Lemon juice.
Stop that it. Is- no.
That would be so painful.
That would hurt so bad. But the comfort cream from Glymed is great post-sunburn because it does have that aloe in it as well, as far as moisturizer goes. Get off your actives if you have a sunburn. Don't keep using them. Let the skin heal. How will you adjust your dogs to baby?
We won't. They're going to be hitting the streets. No, I don't know. We'll probably just let them sniff baby's feet. And I mean, they both love babies. Like, they've been around babies before, and they, especially Elsa. Like, they just love babies, so.
I don't think they'll necessarily have an issue with, like...
I think it'll just making sure they don't roughhouse around the baby is going to be the main thing. Because they love to play, like, wrestle and stuff, and...
Or they don't howl.
Well, I mean, there's nothing you really can do about that. And, I mean, baby's going to be up here, so it's like... You know, keep the door shut.
Well, if I'm downstairs, like, carrying baby or something. Anyway, we don't think it'll be that big of an issue, honestly.
Loud noise.
The main thing is, yeah, they roughhouse and, like, don't want them bumping into the baby or something when they roughhouse. I think that's the main
concern. Yeah, keeping an eye on that. I've been trying to transition. I don't know if you noticed the last couple of days, but when they are roughhousing, I make them go outside.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. That,
indoor roughhouse.
I think they'll be fine for the most part. They don't give me any reason.
Chill dogs.
Yeah, any reason currently to worry about them around babies because we've taken them to like the park and everything. They've been around babies and they've been fine.
You know, nieces and stuff.
Oh, yeah, and around like nieces and nephews and other people and their babies. So when will I be back from maternity leave? Will I be taking new clients?
Surprise, this is actually retirement.
Wouldn't that be nice though to be able to say I retired at 27 financially? We ain't anywhere near there. So when I come back will depend on when and how I have my baby. When I've been saying when and how, I mean because there's a potential for a C-section versus a regular, you know, vaginal birth. So it actually looks like it is leaning more towards that C-section and having the C-section around 38 weeks, which I'm about two-ish weeks away from, possibly. So in which case, I'm thinking at the soonest end of August, I think that would be pushing it. And even a lot of my clients are telling me, Lauren, take longer. So I'm just going to play it by ear, but the soonest, it's going to be end of August.
You guys can just meet her in the hospital room and she'll just do your treatments next to the baby on the bed.
We're not taking any breaks.
I probably will still be doing some virtual clients, like virtual consultations here and there while I'm on maternity leave when I can, because I know I'm going to be bored. And I'll be working on some other things. Boring? No, I mean, like, if the baby's asleep. Okay. Will I be taking new clients? No, at least not through the end of the year, just because not only are we trying to build Casey's books, which we're doing somewhat well at so far, thankfully. I, with so much else going on, with not only having a baby, growing, you know, Casey's books, growing FPE, bringing on new treatments, getting more certifications, everything, I don't really have the time to bring on more clients personally. So at least until the end of the year, I will not, but Casey's well trained by me. A lot of my current clients that are being seen by her right now, because I am on maternity leave, they're saying nothing but amazing things about her and they love her. So when I say Casey's got you covered, I really, really mean it.
She's great.
Yeah, she really is. She's great. Favorite product for fungal acne?
Is that for you or for me?
It's just in general, but I wanted to see if you had any idea.
I don't know. That's why I have any fungal acne?
No, you don't.
I think I do.
So fungal acne, my favorite product overall is going to be Glymed Fulvic Elixir, because while I love Mandelic Serum from Face Reality and it's really great for fungal acne, I will not give it to you if you are not an acne boot camper, because we need to make sure that we do sensitivity tests and we monitor the use of the Mandelic. So
fungal acne is the little bumps, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily acne. It's usually caused by an overproduction of yeast. So a common way to know if you have like fungal acne compared to regular acne is often fungal acne will itch. So like if you find that you scratch at your forehead, or like I would get my fungal acne kind of like on my jawline a little bit back when I had it.
You scratch it
if your you're scratching and it's itching. Yeah, but it's usually due to an overproduction of yeast on the skin, you know, sweat and everything like that. Yum. So overall, Fulvic Elixir from Glymed, it's one of my tried and true favorites. If you are on boot camp, Mandelic Serum is great. Can you finally tell us about your next move? I think we kind of answered that earlier with, like, what's going bag. On. In the back burner, for the most part, it's just, like, I don't have any more like definitive answers than that. Like, yeah, we're getting a storefront. Yeah, we're going to get the Aerolace. Yeah, we're going to get the Vizia. But as far as timeline, when, how, when are we announcing, hey, it's available? We don't have that, because it does take time to find an ideal storefront, because we want to find one that we can be in and can and grow into, and not just like get it because we're able to take that space up now, but need a new space within a year, but we're locked in a contract for 3 to 5, 7 years, whatever it is. We want to try to find a space that's ideal for growth in the future as well. So takes a minute, guys. Also takes a lot of money.
Yeah.
How do you handle copycats in the industry, posts, treatments, product lines, etc.?
Oh, we stomp them out with fat lawsuits.
What?
Everything's proprietary.
How to be original. Wait, I need to read that again. Just how do you handle copycats in the industry, posts, treatments, product lines, etc.? How to be original. I think a huge thing to think of when it comes to this industry is really pretty much every esthetician you're seeing on Instagram did not invent the product line, did not invent the treatment, things like that. And so I think it's ridiculous, honestly, in my opinion. I may upset some people by saying this. I think it's ridiculous when estheticians think that they're being super original in, you know, bringing on a treatment or bringing on a product line, when, you know, there's so many estheticians and med spas and even derms or whomever not only in the country, but even in some place, other places in the world that are offering those same treatments, offering the same product lines. It just happens that you may potentially be the first one in your area to do it. I've been the first in our area to offer a product line or a treatment before. But I think it says something about the product line or the treatment when it does pick up quickly and become popular.
I was watching a video. I can't remember who it was, what they were. But they were just talking about, like...
Great context.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that added so much value to this. No, but they were talking about was that just in pretty much every industry, unless you're, like, an artist or maybe in tech or, like, some sort of space like that, everything's pretty much already been done.
Yeah.
Like, you could do something maybe slightly different or, you know, change the steps up on something or whatever, but everyone's already done it, whatever you're thinking of.
I think what matters...
it's already been done.
I think what matters is just taking those, you know, the product lines or the treatments and the posts or whatever and making it your own. So, like, let's say BioRepeal, for example. It's becoming very popular in the area I'm in. A lot of estheticians and places are starting to offer it and, you know, post about it or whatever. And, you know, it may seem like everybody's copying each other. That's not the fact. I think it's an amazing thing that this peel is becoming popular because it's an amazing peel. And that's what I focus on. But if you're going to offer something like that, that is popular, make it your own. Maybe add a little extra flair to it for the treatment. Like, we're going to include LED because I love including LED with as much as possible, and, you know, some like a scalp massage with jade combing when you're under the LED for that treatment. Just things like that, making it your own. When I get upset about copycats is in two situations. When someone verbatim, like, basically copies and pastes my, like, caption and a post of mine at, like, I like and took out my name on the photo or the graphic or whatever. And that's like, that's literally, that's plagiarism. That is false advertising. That's like illegal. Stop doing that. And when somebody takes before and afters that I post of my clients and post it on their page as if it's theirs, again, that's false advertising. That's unethical. And that's when I get upset about, you know, copycats. But as far as the rest of it goes, I mean, there's not much originality with, again, these product lines and treatments or whatever. It just may happen that one person happens to be the first to offer it in their area. I think people get too...
Unless you invented the line.
Yeah, like... unless you invented it. I think it's a good thing if something like that that is so good becomes popular. I think that's what should be focused on. I think it's ridiculous when people get too caught up in trying to be the first to offer something new in their area.
Somebody is good for them. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good. But constantly doing things just to, quote unquote, beat out your competition or whatever, I don't think is promoting, you know, that community over competition mentality as well.
I mean, people do need to do what's best for their business, and bringing stuff on is, that's good.
Yeah, it's good to bring things on. But, like, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous, honestly, when I see people complaining a lot about copycats on social media. Again, unless it's...
Take it as a form of flattery.
Yeah, it's a form of flattery. You inspired
somebody. And it kind of lets you know that you're on the right track. You're doing something right if people are ripping you off.
As long as you're giving credit where credit is due. Like, yeah, if you were inspired by somebody's post and you want to do something very, very similar and you give them credit in the caption or whatever, fine. Like, that's not an issue. Again, my issue with copycats is if they literally take my exact post.
It's a blatant ripoff. That's one
Well,
thing. But if you're inspiring somebody exactly. from a post, that's different.
Like, I only get upset really when I, like, and this has happened, when somebody literally takes a before and after of one of my clients, posts it on theirs, you know, takes out my watermark and makes it their own, like, claiming it's their client. That's unethical. That's really the only thing that bothers me, and where I'll reach out to somebody and be like, yo, don't do it. That's literally it, though. Does Curtis pick his skin?
All day long. It's my favorite activity. No, I don't really touch my skin much. I mean, when I used to have acne when I was in high school and stuff, I was a bad picker. Oh, my gosh. All my skincare habits were terrible. But I don't pick now. I don't pick now.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen me pick?
No. There's also not really anything to pick.
No. My main thing right now is just scarring.
I'm like, I've been looking at your scarring this whole time. I keep looking over your skin.
Well, gee, thanks.
Well, no, I mean, because like the last time we microneedled, especially, I'm looking at this scar. Difference. What was this again?
That's a chicken pox scar.
A chicken pox scar?
Yeah, my parents.
This one in particular looks way like more shallow, like way less deep because it was deeper after the last microneedling, especially that we did.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really, really good.
Yeah, you did great.
Chris is such good skin.
It's getting there. It's getting better. Day by day.
We're going to do more microneedling, hydrofacials, and a biorepeal on him. I'm excited to do the biorepeal on you.
Cool.
Because I don't think, because you haven't had like deep, intense chemical peels done because I don't trust you with not ripping off your skin or like not like refraining from.
The problem has been I've done door to door sales the last
and
several
the
years.
Exposed.
So during the summertime, it's like.
Or the gym as well. Because I know you don't
like
to.
I don't like taking
from
days
gym.
Off from the gym.
Yeah, but the biorepeal is no downtime, so we're going to do that on him. Cool. I can't do it yet because I'm still pregnant, and then I have to discuss doing it while nursing with my doctor. I think pumping and dumping I'll be able to, but I don't understand 100% how pumping and dumping works. It. So if somebody wants to tell me how pumping and dumping works, I'd really appreciate it.
Don't you just pump it and then pour it down the drain?
But like how long?
Until you're empty, I would assume.
Until you're empty, I would assume.
I don't know, like what's...
The things we have to learn now going into parenthood. Okay. Will you guys be in Utah long term?
I think it depends on how you define long term.
Yeah, agreed.
Utah's great. Like it here a lot. I'd rather be somewhere where it's warm year round.
Curtis's goal would to be I can't talk. Curses.
I can tell what my goal would be.
Okay, what is your goal?
Well, I'd love to live somewhere warm. I think that's pretty much
like
it.
Like where?
Well, somewhere with a beach, ideally.
But like where?
What? I have lots of places I would love to live.
Yeah, you'd love to live.
I would
like
love to live.
Different places.
Yeah, I'd love to live. But at the end of the day, somewhere where it's warm year round, I think is kind of the main thing.
But also, he'd like to live in a place where we're secluded. We have a homestead, which I agree. We basically drop off the face of the earth.
I just want to, yeah, I just want to bail.
Basically, and I would like that too, but we would need money if we want to drop off the face of the earth at the same time and be able to just live
kind of
somewhat of a, not nomadic life, what would you call that? Secluded life.
Private.
Hermits. Private.
I don't know. I just want to travel too, but yeah, like somewhere warm. Love California.
Yeah. Favorite place you've ever traveled to?
We haven't traveled that much, but
I
really,
a decent
really,
amount compared
really
to other people that I talk to our age.
Maybe I really liked Bali.
Bali.
When I think of everywhere we did, we have gone a few places. I like Bali.
I think that honestly, Bali. The best food we've had while traveling was Bali.
I mean, again, it was warm. There's good beaches, good surf, and. I mean, it's just chilled vibes.
Let's talk about the food.
Everyone's laid back. I'm just talking in general. Just liked it. It was good.
But
good place.
What do you think?
Friendly people, pretty laid back lifestyle.
Curtis would love if we could move to Bali. Like, all those people on Instagram.
So our plan, actually, before we moved to Utah, so 2020, before COVID, so 2019 is when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And we had made plans, and we were actively looking. We were in talks with several different...
Yeah.
Landlords and stuff. We were planning on moving to Hawaii in 2020.
And then COVID happened,
and we were like, oh, you know, this will blow over. You know, a couple weeks or whatever of lockdown, it'll be gone. We didn't know how, like, long things would be or, yeah. And then once it did get worse and worse, and Hawaii was especially strict with the regulations and lockdowns. So we were like, you know, as the summer was wrapping up for my sales, I was like, I don't really want to move out to Hawaii and just be stuck in a little condo or stuck inside, you know, an apartment or
a house. And that's when I enrolled in esthetician school in Utah
and
moved us south.
That's what sent her, yeah. That's why we decided to come here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your school was open here, so... It worked.
Yeah. Well, I knew I wanted to go to esthetician school in Utah because Utah's one of only like what 4 or 5 states that has a master aesthetics like licensure, and they have great programs too compared to most states.
Yeah.
That
but
I,
we were planning on going to Hawaii.
Yeah,
because we just, I mean, I think we both. I mean, I know I love the beach and I love warm weather and just laid back lifestyle. I mean, you do too, though, right?
I do too. I have a slight fear of the ocean because I almost drowned a few years ago.
few years ago.
I grew up in Southern California, going to the beach, did not have any issues there. Summer 2016, the summer that Curtis and I started dating, it was a riptide day, and I was swimming, and I was trying to impress Curtis a little bit, being like, look, like, I grew up in, like, the ocean, like, I'm not afraid, but then the riptide, I was getting caught in it. Everybody else, like, had basically been told to get out of the water by the lifeguards, and the lifeguards, like, because Curtis was standing on the shore, lifeguards,
well, like, I wasn't even in the water when you went out there.
No, you were just, like, chilling, watching.
I was just chilling, and then the lifeguard was like, hey, dude, is she okay? And
I
like,
literally...
Well, I don't know. And so I looked out there, and Lauren's just... I thought she was just swimming. I was like, okay, good for her.
No, but from my perspective, what was happening is, like, because I saw the lifeguard go up to Curtis, I could hear them, like, kind of whistling, saying everybody needs to be out of the water.
I don't think I remember a whistle. I don't think they
whistled. I feel like they whistled.
No, I don't know.
Okay, maybe they didn't, but I saw him go up to Curtis.
No, the dude just walked up to me and was like, but is she okay?
Curtis apparently thought I was, like, just chilling, having a good time.
I, like, waved at you, wave back.
No, I was okay. I was doing the hand in the air, which is a lifeguard signal for save me.
At the time, I didn't know that.
Like, because I could not get out of the riptide. I literally had my arm in the air, like, which is supposed to be the lifeguard signal for help me. And the lifeguard was not doing it. They
just both walked back to the stand.
They both just thought I was, like, just waving at them, and the riptide just was like, the waves just kept coming, and like, I was a somewhat tinier thing then, and it just like kept pummeling me down, like, each wave, and I kid you not, I was like, finally, I was just, because I was swallowing water, I was like getting so exhausted because it was just hard, I was like, okay, just take me now. I was like, I can't, I have nothing else in me. And I kid you, God was like, not today, Lauren, one final wave, and like, it pushed me close to shore, got to the shore, and like, literally just like died on the towel.
Just plopped down on
like,
the
I just plopped on the towel, just like exhausted, defeated, because God was like, today's not your day, girl. But ever since then, I have had, like, a fear of going into the water. Because, like you've
tried... You have a newfound respect for the ocean and nature because of it.
I've always had a... I was trying to get out of the conditions. But I have been slightly afraid of going into...
She's a scaredy cat now.
Yeah, now I, like, have a hard time going, like... There was a minute where I wouldn't go really past my ankles. Now it's like, maybe past my... Like, knees, mid-thigh. Aside from, I did try surfing in Bali.
Well, you did surfing in Bali.
No, I was not. I was not great at surfing in Bali, but I was in the water. But...
Yeah, see, that was fun.
So, right? I've had a fear of the ocean. How many years is that? 7 years now.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, every time we go to the beach or whatever, which isn't that often anymore because we don't live near it, but, like, every time we have gone, I'm like, oh, maybe today's the day. And then I get there, I'm like, no, today ain't the day.
Often. Just really this year, we haven't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, last several years, it's been a lot.
Yeah.
This year, we haven't gone at all. Oh, my gosh.
One day, it'll be mind over matter.
Such a sad year.
Such a sad year. Curtis hasn't been in the ocean as often. We're making him sad now. Maybe we should end the episode. any other questions?
I need to go on maternity leave.
Oh, go to California?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we shall see if we can go. I think we answered this in the last episode, but what's your favorite treatment? Because it looks like somebody asked this again, but I'm pretty sure we asked it or we answered in the last one.
People aren't listening. I'm just kidding.
Well, actually...
My favorite treatment?
Yeah.
I mean, I really like microneedling, skin pen microneedling, and hydrofacials are great, too. Just the combination of both, I feel like, just works brilliantly.
If it's in your budget, and if you want the combination treatment of hydrofacial with skin pen microneedling, like, chef's kiss, do it. Yeah. You can even skin pen microneedle hydrofacial with BioRepeal, as long as... Your skin really can handle it, and that is in your budget. And you have the right home care. If you were to do all three, literal chef's kiss. Maybe we should try all three on you next time.
Let's do it.
Curtis has very resilient skin, so he can handle it.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
Oh. I didn't know that. Cool.
He has resilient skin, and he has a good skincare routine, so he can handle it. It's a good thing for the most part.
Do men typically have more resilient skin?
Men actually tend to be pretty sensitive, remember?
Oh, yeah, it's sensitive skin, but it's thicker skin, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it depends, but technically you can. But if not, at least Skin Pen Marketing with Hydrafacials.
That's what I like.
Great. Well, we haven't done the BioRepeal yet. I think you'll like it.
Sweet.
But a great combination. I think that's the last question. Anything else you want to say to the people?
The people?
No, I'm good. The people. You're good. He's done talking to you guys. It's 10:32 at night, so we're done. Okay, thanks for listening to this week's episode. A nice Q&A with the Hubs. This is the third one. The last one we did, Q&A with the Hubs, was back in October. Doesn't feel like it was that long ago. Because I have had you...
back in October. That was last year, bro.
That's what I'm saying, is it doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but it was. That we did, Q&A with the Hubs. So when you said
it, it made it sound like it was like, oh, yeah, just back in October.
No.
I mean, like... October was, 10 months ago.
It was a long time ago, but I feel like it wasn't that long ago.
No, October was a long time ago.
But, I feel like...
It's July.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to go... Actually, I know we're not going to actually go to bed. We'll probably watch Shark Tank or something. But we're going to go now. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Stay safe. Thanks for inviting us into your lives, listening to this episode. And potentially, depending on if I've had a kid or not, I will talk with you next week. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.